This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
I'm here with Robin and Tamsin, and right now we're going to be talking about Little Monsters. Now, for those of you who don't know, Little Monsters is about a washed-up musician who teams with a kindergarten teacher and a kids show personality to protect young children from a sudden outbreak of zombies. We have a trailer for you right now, which we're just going to play for you folks.
Lieutenant, sir, why are we here?
It's zombies again.
Fast ones or slow ones, sir?
Slow.
Thank God they're slow.
Next stop, Pleasant Valley.
A super fun time on our trip.
I want you all in a line in front of me and away we go.
Why are we stopping?
There must be something in the way.
What is it, Miss Caroline?
Stop the tractor!
Are you okay?
Yes!
Don't be scared.
Who remembers how to play tag? Well, those funny looking people out there are it.
We're all gonna die.
Are we gonna die, Miss Caroline?
No. It's part of the game. The zombies are not real.
But they're not!
It is a bit scary.
What do we do when we're scared? What's the song we can sing?
If you're happy and you know, clap your hands.
We can't stay here indefinitely.
I'm not going anywhere. You're bigger idiots than I thought. And I thought you were both the stupidest people I've ever met.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
My job is to keep you safe. Stay here until I get back.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
That kind of behavior is unacceptable.
Max started it.
Max is 5 years old. And if you can't use appropriate language with a five-year-old, I'm going to have to ask you to disembark the tractor tree and wait for a second to pass.
How do you like it, huh? Oh, God, what have I done?
What's that?
Oh, I got caught in the middle of a jam fight. Don't chase it, okay?
Now, Little Monsters was directed by Abe Forsyth, which I've just learned from Robin, directed a film called Computer Boy. What's Computer Boy?
Okay, this is going to be an extremely niche thing. I don't think many people have heard of this. It's a short film that was made in 2000, which is a parody of The Matrix. It came out not long after The Matrix. I remember watching it way, way back in the day. It was a very early internet video. That's why the name jumped out at me when I saw director Abe Forsyth, because I'd been meaning to like keep up with this guy and see what he was going to do throughout his career, and it turns out it's this. And this is only the second feature-length film that he's done.
I mean, you know, he's done... What's the other one? He's also done something called Ned.
It's called Ned. It's... I don't really know that much about it, but I don't recall it doing particularly well.
Well, either way, he's done this Australian zombie film starring Alexander England, who was in Gods of Egypt, Alien Covenant, Josh Gad, who, you know, like, while I'm sure the actor is a great guy, he's played characters who I hate.
Isn't he the guy from Frozen?
He played Olaf in Frozen. Yeah. He also played... Gaston's offsider, like, you know, the gay character from Beauty and the Beast, the one who just danced with another man, and apparently that's what counts as gay representation. But, you know, the real star of the show is Lupita Nyong'o, who you might know from Jordan Peele's Us. She was in Black Panther. She was in Star Wars The Force Awakens. She's been in just so much cool stuff, and I am just absolutely in love with it, especially playing this, preschool teacher played what was her name?
Ray of Sunshine.
Audrey Caroline.
Caroline.
Miss Caroline.
Miss Caroline.
I had no idea what I was getting into with this film when I was fortunately sat down for a screener of it. Like, I knew that, you know, it was a zombie film, you know, like, you know, with a difference, but then we're suddenly opened up in the film to a couple arguing over several scenes, you know, like at dinners, in the supermarket, on the street, in the car. And it was the most uncomfortable fight that we have all had, I'm sure.
It was awful. I thought I was watching the wrong movie.
I thought I was watching the wrong movie too. And then you get into it and you're introduced to this character played by Alexander England, who is just a real scumbag of a dude. And I'm just like, I know that guy. I think I used to be that guy in high school. Like, that's the worst part. That was the cringiest part of it for me. But then you get more into the story. You know, it follows his character. He plays the uncle of this young boy who was then taken on a field trip. And
the washed-up musician.
The washed-up musician, who then the zombie outbreak happens. And it's just, I mean, it's really redeeming in the sense that this film isn't so much about fighting off zombies, even though there is, you know, the usual decapitation, running zombies through.
It's just a game.
All that. They actually convince the kids, hey, this is just a game, and we just have to hide from the zombies, like, you know, who are, they're just pretending. It's like playing tag, and they're all it. So you just have to hide from them. And you know, just these, particularly the character of Miss Caroline as well, especially as someone who is, you know, equally terrified but also strong and putting on a happy face for children and just being this wonderful protector. It was just such an endearing, wonderful character that it's really hard not to fall in love with this cast. But again, you also had Josh Gad, who was playing a kids' TV show host, who just shit me to tears so much. But I think that was also the point. So, I don't know, what are your takeaway thoughts from this, Tamsin?
So, I must agree completely. When it started off, I was like, I'm watching the wrong movie. What's going on here? I thought it was a zombie movie. And then it was just a really cleverly done movie that drawed you into everything that was going on outside the fact that it's a zombie movie.
Mm.
And the characterizations were just, yeah, I fell in love with Miss Caroline.
Mm.
And I was like, I don't know how she was putting up with the Alexander England's character, because I was just like, he can go now. Please, yeah, go.
The fact that you get them flirting throughout the movie as well, like my big criticism of this film would be that you have this extremely powerful, capable woman in Miss Caroline who's suddenly, you know, she becomes the strong figure for a man who has no maturity whatsoever until he realizes, oh, you know, hey, my nephew needs me.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure how I feel about her being the liberator of his maturity, and mm-hmm. particularly the romance that then sort of, you know, the film leads it toward.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, it is very distracting slightly in that aspect. You're like, oh, but she's so good. But I do like how she brings it all back in and takes control, and she, you know, she is the star of it completely.
She is the star of, even though the focus is on, you know, our male lead, she really steals the show.
Oh.
So
and the yellow dress.
Oh, the yellow dress.
Even with jam on it.
It was covered in strawberry jam.
Strawberry jam.
Nothing else. Don't taste the strawberry jam, children. It's very nuggly.
Finger in the hair.
Now, another element which I think you would almost call a character in this film is the song Shake It Off by Taylor Swift, because it just keeps coming back again and again, particularly Lupita Nyong'o actually playing it on the ukulele.
It is beautiful. It makes me want to get a ukulele and learn how to play it.
I mean, that's the magical thing about the ukulele, is that it just, you know, makes you want to learn to play it, even though sometimes it turns you into the most annoying person at the party.
Definitely.
But she could definitely rock a ukulele and was playing that song a lot. I'm not even a Taylor Swift fan, and I was just kind of getting into the infectious nature of it. Now, a funny bit of trivia about it is that the producers couldn't actually get the rights to the track, so they were trying to write their way around it. But then, you know, Lupita, who apparently is friends with Taylor Swift, or at least, you know, on, you know, first name terms with Taylor Swift.
Has her email address.
Has her email address, anyway, her personal email address. And Redden's like, hey, Tote, can we use your track in this film? And she said, sure. And suddenly, you know, boom, Shake It Off is in the film, and it becomes an entity in its own right. And I can't imagine this film without that song.
No, it makes the film.
It really does make the film.
Because it's interesting, the trailer we played only had When You're Happy and You Know It.
Mm.
And I was thinking, if they just played that every time, like, to sort of get the kids all excited, it wouldn't have had the same, like, currency, I think, that the song gives it.
Yeah, definitely. Another thing I love about this film is you can definitely feel it was intended by the director as a tribute, sort of like a love letter to his son, and, you know, about his first day at school as well, which is just, you know, you can totally see that, because these kids have a whole lot of characters as well. I kind of feel, you know, there's that old saying, like, you know, never work with kids or zombies, or, you know, something like that.
That's my <amazing. laughs>
Kids, dogs, or zombies.
We can go with that, definitely.
Yeah, let's go with that one. You know, and all these kids, even though they were brats sometimes, you know, they were all really, they were endearing as well.
The girlfriend and his, the little boy and his little friend, and trying to sing stories to each other to stay positive.
Yeah, and just, you know, and it kind of, you know, was like, oh, I want a kid for about 20 minutes and then, you know, give them back. So I want it, like, also it's something that makes fun of, you know, the zombie genre as well. You know, heard right at the start, I was like, are they fast zombies or slow zombies? Oh, these are slow zombies. You do need slow zombies when you're trying to navigate children around them. So I'm glad at least they were self-aware when it came to that. Also, Maria Lewis, who we interviewed on the show a few weeks ago, she actually made a cameo in this film as one of the extras in the zombie crowd. I actually spent a lot of time there trying to spot her out, because her hair is very distinct. So I'm like, oh, Maria's in there somewhere. I keep running her into a town. I should recognize her. But no, I couldn't see her in this film, unfortunately.
You need slow-mo.
You need slow-mo, unfortunately, and I only had one chance to watch. But there will be other chances to watch, because it's coming to Foxtel this Friday.
For rental.
For rental.
From Foxtel.
Yeah, so I do recommend checking it out, because I want to say, out of 10, I'll start with you, Tamsin. How many jars of strawberry jam?
Jars of lovely strawberry jam.
Out of 10.
Spilled on. I actually would go an 8. I really liked it that much. It was for an Aussie film, and for its play with zombies and just a different genre on the well-trodden area.
Yeah, I feel this wasn't, you know, like high art or anything, but it was, you know, very charming and fun and endearing.
Good Saturday afternoon watch.
And Lupita Nyong'o.
Who
I could just watch forever. So I feel, you know, 8 is exactly the right number of jars of strawberry jam to give this film. Check it out. It's on this Friday on Foxtel for rental. That's Little Monsters. Folks, you are listening to Geeks Out here on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.